Last night you had the Golden Mile, the winner of that going straight through to the Devonport Cup. Then the next big one leading up to the Cup is December the 23rd, which is the Sheffield Cup, and the winner of that goes through to the Devonport Cup as well, Barry.
Yes, the Sheffield Cup this year is very close to Christmas, so we're going to make it more a Christmassy twilight meeting. We've got a local artist, Dylan Boys, performing, and face training, Santa Claus, food vans, pop-up coffees, and we've also got the live draw of the carpet charge clubs challenge that will be run on Cup Day.
We'll talk about that in a minute because that's another exciting story as well. But I think, is this the first time you've had the Sheffield Cup as a twilight meeting?
No, we've had it last year was a twilight meeting. It used to be on Boxing Day, but it was too hard to get sky coverage, so we've put it back into lead up to Christmas, and seems to be very popular in that time frame.
Okay, now the other lead-in race to the Devonport Cup, automatic selection as the winner of the Longford Cup, that's on January the 1st, and then we've got the Cup itself on January the 11th. You've got what you wanted too, because you wanted it moved a week further back into January, so I know when they released the dates, you were pretty happy about that, weren't you?
Oh, fantastic. I think it's scheduled the next 3 years on the second Wednesday in January. We've put an application into the government to get the gazetted holiday changed to the second Wednesday. That hasn't happened as yet, but we're fine for the next 3 years.
Yeah, we've got 3 years for it to actually happen, and I know you've explained in the past that it was just too difficult, the week after Christmas.
Well, last year we had with the Monday holiday and then the Cup on the Wednesday. We only had the Tuesday for the final preparations, and it was just a nightmare.
Now, the Cup itself next year, and it's only a couple of months away, or it's next month, in fact, so, when I'm saying next year, it's only, less than 2 months away.
Yeah, everyone keeps telling me it's getting close.
I know, but it's had a bump up in prize money as well. It's now worth $125,000, the Ladbrokes Devonport Cup, which is fantastic news.
Yeah, great news, and it puts it right up there in one of the major races in Tasmania, and should attract some really good horses.
Yeah, well, it's part of the Ladbrokes Summer Racing Festival. It never used to be, but it was a couple of years ago, and they've kept on going that. And the other thing they've introduced this year for the Devonport Cup program, of course, is you mentioned it just briefly a minute ago, is the Ladbrokes Carpet Charge. Now, this is, I think, an 1,100-metre race. It's meant to be the richest race in Australia on a synthetic surface, worth 100 grand.
That's correct. So it's actually over 1,009 metres, so it's a really short sprint with 12 starters in it, and the prize money matches the distance, so it's actually $109,000 race.
I like that.
Yeah, just to sort of promote it, and, we won't be surprised if we get some interstate horses putting their hand up for it, and maybe bringing a cup horse over as well, so gives us two really good races on Cup Day.
And you mentioned too, one of the things about the carpet charge is that Ladbrokes have made for the 12 runners, they've actually asked any sporting club across the northwest coast to nominate to draw a horse in the sweep, and the winning club gets 20 grand.
Not quite, no.
It's worth 20 grand.
It's a $25,000 pool that Ladbrokes are sponsoring.
Right.
I don't want to be inclusive of sporting clubs and charities. This one is just set up purely for sporting clubs in the Braddon electorate. Any sporting club can nominate online. The first horse, it'll be under ballot conditions, so the final 12 clubs will get a balloted horse, and the winning horse, the club will get $10,000, the second horse, $5,000, and so on down the line. So the minimum prize will be $500 for the 12th position.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea, and it's a very clever marketing move by Taz Racing too, of course, because if your sporting club draws a horse in the carpet charge, then you and your 300 members are going to go along and watch that race, aren't you?
Well, that's exactly right, and it's money for nothing for the clubs. I mean, they don't even have to do a sprint up the track, so it's really just a lucky draw for the clubs, and if it's very successful, obviously they'll continue it in following years.
Oh, I don't think you could name one sporting club on the northwest coast that couldn't do with an extra 10 grand, so I think it's a great incentive.
it's a wonderful thing that Ladbrokes are sponsoring, and they're doing it all over Australia, not just in Tassie.
It's going to be a fantastic addition to the Devonport Cup program. I'm excited, Barry. I bet you are as well. It's only, about 5 weeks away now, so I keep saying next year and next month, but it's not really that far at all, is it?
No, it isn't. Can't wait. All clear conditions at the moment. The cup numbers are looking really great. So, we're selling everything fast at the minute.
And, of course, it'll be no COVID restrictions next month too, but that's something you're really glad about as well.
Oh, for certain, yeah. We've taken hiding along with other, event managers. We really need a good cup, good attendance this year, and I think we're going to get that.
Okay, and it's not too early for people to start reserving their marquee spots and all that sort of stuff as well?
No, we've sold out on the two top levels.
So really? Wow.
Some left on the lower levels, and that's about it, but certainly plenty of room on the lawns and the back lawn. We were promoting that pretty heavily this year with a big screen out there and live music, etc.
Okay, so the message is pretty clear to anyone that wants to reserve a spot for a marquee. You better ring the club next week.
That's about it, Martin, yes.
Good on you, Barry. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it as always, and I look forward to catching up with you again when the cup gets a bit closer.
Yep, thank you, Martin.